The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Got a very interesting email from Captain Don down there in Pasadena. He said, plenty of catfish around, and I saw some of these carp swimming in on top water. And he's got a picture of one he caught, nearly a 30-inch fish. It is not a regular German carp or European carp. It is a grass carp, and they are an invasive species, according to MarylandInvasives.org. And there's an article that came out in 2009. It is illegal to import grass carp into Maryland waters for many reasons, and the most important of which is that grass carp pose a serious threat to the ecological integrity of Chesapeake Bay. Grass carp, also known as the white amur, are large, salt-tolerant, herbivorous fish native to rivers in eastern China and Siberia. As their name implies, grass carp eat aquatic vegetation in huge amounts, particularly preferring submerged aquatic vegetation, SAVs. Preserving and increasing SAV is a linchpin in any plans to improve aquatic life in our great estuary, Chesapeake Bay. Now that the yellow perch are appearing in the Chesapeake tributaries and fishermen's thought turned to rivers, Maryland invasive species has named the grass carp the March Invader of the Month. That was in 2009. You can read about that just by Googling grass carp in Maryland, and you will be more than glad to, you'll be happy to see that there's a very big article. Let's see. So, invasive grass carp. I don't know where Don caught him. I hope he emails me back and tells me where he saw these grass carp. But yeah, those are big fish, and they eat a lot of grass to maintain that. And if they're there in numbers, hey, DNR, I hope you're listening. That's for sure. So, and bow fishermen show up and kill some of these grass carp. So, and I don't know how good they are to eat. They're not as good as snakeheads, I can tell you that. So, okay, jerkbaits. Stripers on jerkbaits. Well, guess what? Some of the guys that came into the tournament yesterday said they fished topwater early on, and that's how the fella got the lure in his finger. He was using topwater bait, and they caught some fish in shallow water. So glad to hear that Betty Panabaker from over there in eastern side of the town, Fred Reinthaler from Aircraft Heating and Plumbing and heating and air conditioning, whatever they do over there. I was there the other day, had a nice talk with their main man over there, Tom, good guy. Talked about sick of deer hunting. Fred's sent us a bunch of pictures of crabbing and stuff. So, you know, we got a good friendship going there with Fred and the guys at Aircraft. So anyway, yeah, very interesting stuff. By the way, I sent a picture of an electric trotline retriever to Fred the other day. Anybody looking for a good trotline retriever, all stainless steel, nice motor on, I think, I don't know, 2.5 horsepower or something like that. I can't remember what it is, but it's a nice one. $350 and I can tell you where to get it. Guy's got it in his barn, and he's not using it anymore. So, but it's almost brand new. So it's very nice. Very nice motor. So you can call me here, and we'll get your phone number, and I'll call you back. So, all you trotliners out there, So, yesterday, Robin and I were, for those of you who are just joining us in the 6 o'clock hour, Robin and I were Waymasters at the Casey Cares fishing tournament. Now, if you don't know anything about Casey Cares, go online. Go to caseycares.org. The Casey Cares Foundation is a charity that provides ongoing uplifting programs to critically ill children and their families all across the country. They had the third annual Casey Cares Rockfish Tournament, and John Severo, who is the ramrod in that whole deal, invited me to be the Waymaster. So we showed up at the Bay Bridge Marina yesterday, and we weighed a bunch of fish for the anglers that came in. There were 35 boats out, and we weighed fish from about 1 to 3:30. 35-inch was the top fish, several in the 30 to 35-inch category, in the top five. And then it went 29, 24, down to like that. But a lot of folks out, a lot of folks supporting the Casey Cares Foundation. And so they're right here in Baltimore. Got to meet Casey. And so we had a great time and met all the folks from Casey Cares and that type of thing. So it was a good time. And it was hot, and, but we got to eat the rockfish. The guys that were bringing the rockfish in were donating fish to be used for fish tacos and a couple delicious, meals that we had. We went from cocktail hour and fish tacos and black bean corn salsa and chips and, that type of thing to the sit-down dinner, which was a big old giant carved hind quarter of beef that was I don't know, about that big, And they had a mashed potato bar. Have you ever heard of a mashed potato bar?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you get mashed potatoes in the server,
mm-hmm.
And then they give you a little, like a yogurt cup or a little,
ramekin.
A what?
It's called a ramekin.
A ramekin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. Anyway, it was a little cone-shaped cup,
mm-hmm.
Like a ramekin. And you put your mashed potatoes in there, and, of course, then they had all the fixings over on the other side, whatever you wanted to put on your mashed potato, the bacon and the cheese and all that stuff. So you fix your own mashed potatoes.
Oh, my.
and carve turkey breast with a raisin and cranberry chutney.
Oh.
That was good.
Yeah.
Good food. It was good food.
Counter's getting wet again.
Yeah, you're drooling over there,
yep.
Buddy. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. But, rockfish from the bay to the table.
Yeah.
It couldn't happen. It couldn't happen any quicker. So
no.
It was a great time. And so, Robin just texted me, are we out of butter? I have no clue.
Look in the refrigerator, Robin.
Yeah, it could be in the fridge. But, last I saw them, they were in the food saver drawer to the left. So you might want to check there. So just try,
Yeah. You're here. She's there.
And she's asking me.
Exactly. I don't get it.
Well, it's early. She just... getting up, getting awake. So.
She's been up since at least 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
She texted you shortly after you got on the air.
She did. She's been up that long. Conscious is another question.
Oh, okay, that's true.
So, anyway. I'm interested, Captain Don. I want to hear about these grass carp that you're catching. It's like Invasive Species Day today. State record snakehead, and then. I'm telling you, my buddy down there in Dorchester fishes around Blackwater. I don't know exactly where. He said somebody asked him to get snakeheads for a fish fry. And I saw the tailgate lined with like 20 snakeheads. So he's pretty successful, and they're pretty abundant in that area. It's still illegal to transport them. They don't have any trouble getting from place to place on their own, but there are people who are putting them in waterways where they shouldn't be and don't belong, unfortunately. But it is what it is, and hopefully they're posting on social media. And DNR's hopefully aware of the social media postings of those who think that that's fun to do, that, you know, their buddies are the only ones that sees those social media posts. The world sees your social media post, people. So I don't get it. Why somebody does something illegal, puts it online, brags about it. You understand that, Chris?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
Like,
I,
it's like when the dumb thieves and stuff, they rob a house, then they turn around and they go back, and the police are there, and they get nabbed. I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. I know. So we got a response to our comments.
I can just imagine.
Yeah.
But at least I don't have to go home to her. So I can say anything.
Yeah, well. Oh, man, I tell you, I love that woman. No question about it. Ay, ay, ay. Where was I going here? Oh, turkey harvest. There we go. Our phone number, by the way, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And
the numbers for spring turkey came out. Oh, my gosh.
Excuse me. Where is it? 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 Hmm. Saw something on the Outdoor Wire this week, too, that was interesting. Hmm. Oh. We got two recipes going in the Crab magazine, at least. Crab Wellington Dream Puffs with raspberry limoncello. And what's the other one? What's the other one? Ah, there it is. Oh, crab coconut curry panna cotta. So those are coming up. And then I'd like to find that soup recipe. I might have saved it, but we'll see. We got a vegetable crab. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, Richard sent us that crab soup recipe, so we'll figure that out. All right, we got some callers online. We'll wait till Chris gets some noted, and we will go from there. Got somebody who wants a trot line roller? Is that what you got? Yeah, good. Get the number. I'll tell them where to get it. So, all right, let me forward that to myself while we're waiting for that call. There it is. Oh. Ready to go here, Chris? All right. When we offer something and somebody calls, it takes a moment to get the phone number, and then we wait for the next caller. So we're waiting for Chris to get off the one line and onto the other. Let's see. Yep, mailed myself a crab soup recipe. It looks like three recipes going into crab. Who's on the line, buddy? That's up to him. All right. You don't want to talk to me? Okay, Mark. Well, that's fine. That's fine. I understand. I'm crushed, but, you know, we'll deal with that later. It's okay. That's all right. So, well, I may as well do something here. Why not tell you this? You know, when you're going Route 50 and you go through Cambridge, on the right-hand side, you get into the 2951 area. 2951 is the number you want to put in your GPS. Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge, that's Route 50 East. That's where Bay Country Bakery is. Great breakfast, 6 to 11, Monday through Friday. They're always crowded for breakfast, but all day Saturday, too. Some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore, if not the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads. I don't go through the fast food or chain store drive-thrus or the convenience stores to get my coffee. My mouth and my belly just can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee when I'm down that way. Whether I'm going fishing, whether I'm going hunting, whether I'm just working that area, that's what I do. I look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. That's what you should look for, too, on their sign. And from 11 to 2, get yourself a tasty lunch. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page. That's Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, I'm going to talk about firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. Chris brought up a subject about getting ready for hunting season. One of the things you might want to do is check your firearms and see if everything's working all right. Remember that little problem you had with that your rifle back during the deer season? You remember the muzzleloader situation? Yeah, what about that shotgun? Does your 1187 need new O-rings, or you think it's time to get your waterfowl gun cleaned? Well, now's the time. Don't screw around. Go to Clyde Sports Shop and get your work done while they're not that busy. 'Tis the season to get your guns cleaned and worked on and repaired. Time to get a new scope. Clyde's has that too. But look, if you're looking for a new firearm, like a BPS pump shotgun from Browning, well, Clyde's got them. 12 gauge, 10 gauge available, bottom ejection, door touch armor coating, Mossy Oak breakup infinity camo finish, and three choke tubes come with that. That's the BPS pump. Bottom ejection is the big feature on that one. For waterfowlers, you know, maybe you're tired of swinging that old Remington, that old heavy Remington. Come on down to Clyde's and take a look at that Maxis. Man, you will like the way that gun comes to your shoulder. It is an auto loader shotgun that's built to give you the perfect waterfowl hunt. No question about it. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. Also available in Mossy Oak duck blind camo. The A5. That's the one. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil operated auto loader on the planet. 3 3.5 inch chambers, 12 gauge, 100,000 round, or 5 year guarantee. That is the A5. All from Browning. And don't forget they have the buck mark and the Satori shooting, 725 Satori sporting clays gun. They've got the Buckmark pistols. Everything from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307, Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 242-6108.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM. I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my old parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction.
I can't sing like that.
I got buzz baits and Sarah spoots, pumpkin seeds and flutes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
I'll tell you, the Texas rig that I was using this, well, been using the last 10 years, I love it, man. That Texas rig, but I've improved it, okay?
Okay.
With a half-ounce bullet weight made out of...
When you stop thinking about it, you'll remember.
Yeah, well, it's not lead. It's that's not titanium. That's too. That's insane. I'll think about it anyway. But it's. Dang got it. Now you got me. Bullet weights. What are they made out of? Bullet weights. Bullet weights. Dog nabbit.
See, they never...
Tungsten. Tungsten.
Tungsten, okay.
That's the metal. Tungsten. Let me tell you something. You put a tungsten bullet weight on a Texas rig, you can feel everything that it touches on the bottom. I mean, you can tell the size of the gravel or the pebbles or the rocks you're going over.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
sensitive. It's like...
Very sensitive.
Like your fingers are on the bottom of... Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. And I've also switched to... Pretty much all red hooks for bass, 4-aught, 5-aught Texas rig hooks. Yeah, all red. Because I think it just gives it that little bit of flash, but that red color makes it look like
a worm or something.
Who knows? Anyway, we got Don and Mark waiting to talk. Mark in Towson, you're hanging on the longest, and Captain Don, I'll get right back to you. How are you doing, Mark?
Good. How are you?
I'm well.
Well, you've had snakehead, haven't you?
I have not.
You have not?
I have not,
okay,
no.
Then we're in the same position. We've both read that it tastes good.
Yes, exactly. And Uncle Dale, I had coffee with him yesterday, and he's had it 3 or 4 times, and he just thinks it's spectacular. So, you know.
Alan, this is a classic marketing problem. I mean, this is really for a textbook.
Exactly.
DNR needs to do 2 things. In my opinion. First, change the name.
Mm-hmm.
Make it something palatable. Nobody would eat horse mackerel when it was first put on the market around 1900.
That's true.
So they renamed it tuna.
Exactly.
And it's been a staple ever
yes,
since.
Exactly.
And the other thing they could do is put out a pamphlet and have a contest for the contents of cooking recipes.
Yeah. I
breaded. Could. And baked, fried.
I don't disagree. I don't.
Yeah, because if you go to a restaurant, if you can find orange roughy, it's expensive. And why not? It tastes really good.
Orange roughy? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But how many people would eat it if they knew its real name?
Tell me its real name.
Slimehead.
I ain't eating it. Slimehead.
Well, you can imagine what he's on in every restaurant.
Yeah,
you must be laughing.
That's
because
true.
The waitress takes your order. Yeah, I'd like orange roughy, please. You know, $18.95
right.
Plus the sides. goes back and says, I'll take one slime head.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you like slime head? Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a marketing problem, because if it tastes good, it tastes good.
Exactly. Exactly.
But with a name like Snakehead, nobody wants it.
Well, unfortunately, they've moved the seafood marketing to the Department of Agriculture now. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's out from under DNR. Okay. So
I can sort of see it on a retail level.
Right.
But from a supply standpoint, there's no expertise there.
Well, let me tell you that when they lost Steve Vilnet, who's been a guest on this show, he was a marketing genius. And he went on from, he was the marketing guy for DNR Seafood. He's the one that got the market for yellow perch established. I think he's also the one that worked on the blue catfish project. And the blue catfish is a solution to the invasive blue catfish problem. We now have wholesalers selling, you know, 300,000 pounds of blue catfish a year, if not more.
Goodness.
Yeah, and he got that established as well. So I mean, Vilnet, but he went on to work for a big seafood company now, and he's top of the hill. I like Steve a lot, and I run into him every now and then. But he was the guy. Now they've moved the seafood marketing to agriculture, for some reason, and there's certain things I don't get. I understand. The more and more involved I get, the less and less I understand about how things work around here.
Our brother.
You know? So, yeah, very interesting stuff. Even this past week on a project we're working on, the Hunting Coalition, you look at something in it and you go, how the hell could you determine that came from that and determine that? You know, one of those things. So
yeah.
It is what it is. But, you know, so you just dig in a little deeper and you just, you know, do an end run and you go to another person who has, a little more expertise and you keep rocking and rolling. And that's what we're doing. So
yeah. Did DNR replace the position or did they just leave it vacant?
Nope. Didn't replace
it. Abolish it.
Well, they moved the seafood marketing to agriculture. So there you go.
Brother, yeah. So they're out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
tell you what, non-offset circle hooks, there are three different business card reminders, okay? One of them has a cartoon rockfish looking at a hook, okay? A non-offset circle hook that has eyes and lips on it. And the rockfish is looking lovingly at the hook on the front of the card, and it says, hello, friend.
Your tax dollars at work.
Give me a break. Who thinks of this?
I'm laughing, my tax dollars, too.
Exactly. I'm like, we're going to make a renewed effort to market this thing. Really? They haven't called me yet. You know, who talks more about circle hooks than Alan Ellis on the Outdoorsman radio show?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's posters, there's flyers, there's three sets of different cards for people to pick up. What are you going to do with the three cardboard cards to remind you about circle hooks? Are you going to put one in your pocket? You're going to put one in your tackle box? You're going to put one in your wallet and refer to it with a rockfish looking at a hook with eyes and lips on it that says, hello, friend?
Oh, brother.
I don't understand it, but you never know. All right.
Alan, have a good one.
Mark, let me know when you figure out state government.
I hope you've got a long time to wait.
That'd be next week, right?
Yeah, right.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Captain Don, thanks for waiting. Sorry for the holdup. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, pretty well. How about you and Miss Robin?
We're doing great. Doing great.
It sounds like it. Hey, by the way, Mark's call reminded me of a fish that they catch up in the Taunton River and elsewhere in Massachusetts. And I can't think of the name of the fish, but it's the one that has wings and can actually walk on land just a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I can't think of... But anyway, a lot of the people in the town of Fall River, for instance, they consider it a trash fish But the Portuguese love that fish, and over in New Bedford, it's actually in some of the little markets over there, because there's a piece of meat in there that is really good from what I hear. But
yeah.
Gosh, I can't think of the name. I'll probably text it.
You can send it to me. Where'd you get the grass carp?
In a Cox Creek.
Cox Creek. Okay.
Now, that's not the Cox Creek on the Eastern Shore.
No.
It's
okay.
The one off of the Patapsco.
Off Patapsco. Okay.
And what what the picture doesn't say is, boy, that fish did not smell too good.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yes. And I hooked him because he was behind two down trees.
Right.
So I saw this big fish kind of splashing around, so I managed to hook him and I pulled him in.
Right.
I saw another one further up in the creek along the shore swimming, and I'm thinking they were dying. I didn't stick around to watch that, but
right.
I think they were up there. I think they were dying.
Well, now, they could be spawning, creek. Too.
I'm sorry?
They could be spawning, too.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, he could be spawning because these carp are, what they were trying to do was establish these grass carp for freshwater ponds, and they think they put in, what do they call them, triploids, which means they can't spawn.
Oh.
Okay, but they don't know. They just don't know if, they've developed that ability or not. So if you Google grass carp, you'll see a couple big long articles on grass carp. And, it's, I might use that picture, of that grass carp, in the Crab Magazine, because we do talk about submerged aquatic vegetation in the Crab Magazine and let people know about that. And these guys are in here. So that's not a good thing. So
you think I should report that down to the DNR?
I think I probably would. I'd call Fishery Service and tell them you found some invasive grass carp, and that one looked like it was over 30 inches, pretty close.
It was right around 30 inches.
Yeah. And send them a picture and say, look, here's where these things are.
Same location, several really big catfish this week.
Oh, good.
Really, I couldn't get out in the main water, so I went back there to play around, and actually got a red drum back there once.
No kidding.
Small one.
Yeah, but, puppy drum. Cool.
Yeah, it's now, a neat little place, and some eels. I've seen more eels this year than I've seen in past years.
That's pretty cool. The catfish, did you have a species on them?
Yeah, channel catfish.
Oh, they are channel catfish?
Did I send them to you?
No. I mean, there's all kinds of catfish. You got
these are channel cats.
Yeah, you got white cats and blue cats and flathead cats and bullheads and channel cats and you know they're everywhere. So
I'll send you a shot of the. They were in the over 20 inches, maybe 28. One of them was. I was hoping one would be what's the certificate size? 30.
I believe. Yeah,
something
I believe.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, okay. I'll send you a picture of those cats.
Yeah, I think Virginia just set a new flathead record for flathead catfish. The story was that he caught this 68-pound flathead catfish out of Lake Smith in Virginia Beach.
Huh.
On a $20 rod he bought at Walmart.
You wouldn't believe what I caught that carp on.
Fly rod.
No, it was a broken rod that I put a tip on just for little creeks and stuff like that.
Right.
And for a kid. And my other rods were kind of out of service. And like I said, I was just back there kind of cruising around.
Right.
And I had to reach for something, so I reached for this guy. He's probably 2 feet.
Wow.
And one of those specials that I got over at Clyde's. And I just had fun with the light tackle.
Yeah, it's good. That's all it matters.
Yeah. So, and by the way, that Bay Country Bakery is pretty cool. I enjoy going over there, too.
So. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. And Dave and Gene will be glad to hear that, too. We've got a number of listeners that are going there now. So, Frank from Easton is the one that put us on to them. I haven't heard from Frank in a while, but I hope he's okay, but he's the one who put me onto them, and they've been great. So
good.
They actually did our cake for our wedding reception down in on the Eastern Shore there in January. So
yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye bye.
Bye.
There goes Captain Don. All right. Okay. I'll send that out to Mark. Yeah, thank you, Tacklebox Tim. He was listening. He's trying to help me out, and he emailed me the word tungsten, which was the material I was looking for. But there's tungsten bullet weights for your Texas rig. I'll tell you, if you do any kind of fishing like that and you want to feel the bottom. And I've also on one of my rods, one of my spinning rods, I've switched over help me, Tim. Braided line. And thin diameter, heavy break strength. When I'm fishing for bass, though, I tend to tie a leader on about 2 feet, 30 inches, a clear leader of fluorocarbon. And that kind of makes the bait invisible rather than right on the line. But the older I get, the worse my eyes get. I'm starting to think about going to more of a fluorescent line, more of a line that you can see, the green or the yellow or something that you can actually see in the water. So I'm thinking braid might work for snakeheads too, probably. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. What happened, Scott?
He called in and he was saying that that there was a possibility that it was a robin fish, but I'm in the process of looking up robin fish and so.
Oh,
far,
sea robin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as being able to walk on land, but
I don't think so.
No, with what Captain Don was saying, as far as Vietnam and so forth, it's a snakehead, also known as the frankenfish.
Yeah, I don't think they have them up there. I don't think they have them up there. I think it might be the sea robin. Yeah, I think you might be. More so a sea robin than anything else.
Okay.
But I don't know. He'll think of it. He'll text me. He'll let me know.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
But, yeah, sea robins, we used to catch those in Jersey. And Delaware Bay. You can catch them in Delaware Bay. Anywhere along the coast, you can catch a sea robin. We threw them back, and sometimes we used a belly for flounder or for cut bait. So, yeah, I've caught sea robins. My favorite fish in the surf is a little kingfish, little whiting. Oh, man, talk about good eating. Oh, my gosh. That looks like Tackle Box Tim coming in right there. Here's a picture of those catfish. Chumming with catfish with cat food. Yeah, I wonder if Don really does use my suggestion on the catfish. That's pretty funny, the cat food. And if you've not heard it before, you take a can of cat food, a little tin of cat food of some kind, you know, Friskies or whatever, costs 50 cents or 60 cents a can, and you take and leave the ring, you know, attached. Don't crack the top, you know, with the ring. That's where you tie your line, and you knock a couple holes in the cat food can and you know, especially fish flavored tuna or salmon flavor, throw it overboard and then fish your catfish bait around your live bait or your cut bait around that built-in chum. Easy way to chum, just knock a couple holes in a can of cat food and drop it down over the side of the boat and then fish around it, fish downstream from it. It's kind of a poor man's chum. Let's talk to Tim. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Al.
I'm struggling with bass tackle this morning.
You're at a loss of words for
me. I am for some reason. I'm trying to think of stuff, and it's like I'm talking. My mouth is overrunning my brain, which, you know. Yeah. So, anyway.
We all run into everything.
Yeah.
That last setup you talked about, the spinner rod braid and a tungsten weight for Texas rig, that's a good way to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For Texas rig and braid and the fluorocarbon leader, that's very sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
If in brackish water, I would even forgo the fluorocarbon because of the stain of the water.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And unless you're using one of the really bright color braids.
Yeah, I did send you the pictures of the bass I caught, didn't I, or didn't I?
I do not think you did.
Oh, I'll have to send one of those to you. My phone's dead. But I'll send one over to you. There we go. Let's see what Don says. Yeah.
With the slow presentations, the fluorocarbon, I think, is kind of the way to go. But if you're doing the flipping and pitching thing with these freak baits and flipping jigs and all that kind of stuff.
I just use a tube. Use a tube primarily. I caught a smallmouth. We knew it was there. We knew the bed was there. Couldn't see it. But she was on one end of a log. I caught a smallmouth, 21 and a half inches, well over 5 pounds. And she hit the white tube a couple of times. And I couldn't, you know, she just picked it up and pulled it off the bed. And I put on a red Senko, a small one, like a 4-inch, 5-inch Senko, on a Texas rig. And she slammed it. So that's a picture I'll send you.
She saw red and didn't like it.
She saw red and didn't like it. Yeah, that's right. So it's good. Red's a good color. So anyway, it's actually the first color to lose color underwater. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
It appears black to the fish.
Yeah, that and blues, blacks, and purples are the colors that stay pretty visible as you drop down through the water column.
Exactly right. And if you're fishing for walleye, you want to fish a fluorescent green, a fluorescent orange, or a fluorescent red, because they tend to key on those brighter colors.
I guess that's just the way that their eyes are set up.
Exactly. But I also got the clue that a purple tube or a purple twister with green flake will catch walleye at night in Deep Creek.
Oh, very nice.
I don't know why, but it does. I've done it. So anyway, all right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Not a problem.
Stay in touch. Oh, by the way, Jacob graduated from high school the other day at Towson. We were up there on Tuesday.
Oh, very nice.
How about that?
What's his next step?
He is going to University of Maryland Baltimore campus.
Great. That's fantastic.
Yep. So he's all into finances and money and that type of thing. So
it's
all
good. Not a bad field.
You're right. All right, man. And you remember when we took him fishing, right?
He was just
a little kid. We got to still have those pictures. So
yeah, that's neat. I'm looking to get out there and do some more of that coming up soon if we ever get a weekend it doesn't rain.
Yeah, good luck this weekend.
I know. It better rain this weekend.
It better?
It better.
Get it out of its system. All right, Tim. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. Steve in Catonsville. What's up, Steve?
Hey, I just had a quick question. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a few guns that I no longer shoot.
Okay.
And didn't know where to take them to, try to get a little bit of money for them. I don't want to be greedy, but do you have a recommendation for the best way?
What do you got?
Your shotguns and things like that.
What do you got?
Tory 725 featherweight and 20 gauge, 12 gauge, that kind of thing.
I'll tell you what. Rather than get into this over the air, why don't I get your number and call you, and then I can help you that way better. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, hang on, and Chris will pick you up and get your phone number, and I will speak to you right after the show if you're available at that number.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, buddy. Thanks, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's what we do when we get into guns and such, you know? So, whoops. What did I do there? Okay. All right, we do have to do a couple more references to our fine sponsors that we want you to visit, and we understand that the folks are visiting them, like Bay Country Bakery. Well, we want you to visit Chesapeake Outdoors, too. That's the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. They do have Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies. Habanero Custom Baits is still running strong for rockfish over there. Custom bucktails, parachutes, and umbrellas with a synthetic skirt. And you'll want to check that out, too. Custom planer boards, lines, flags, and most importantly, how to use them, how to troll rockfish with planer boards. Rods and reels and tackle, of course, a full selection of live and frozen bait. Yeti coolers and tumblers, caustic sunglasses, Bubba Blade knives. And, of course, if you're thinking about hunting season, all the shotguns and ammo, camo clothing, boots, Raven crossbows, Matthews compound bows, four or five different kinds of crossbows. They've got them all right there in Kent Island. The exit number is 39B Dominion Road, Route 50 East, 410-604-2500, 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Everything for fishing and crabbing, all the terminal tackle, the non-offset circle hooks that you've heard so much about. They got plenty of those. They got bass tackle, trolling gear. They got everything for panfish, live frozen baits for fishing and crabbing. All the crab stuff, too, the crab traps, the nets, the bait, the steamers, their own seasoning, and they've got everything you need for crabbing, fishing, and the great outdoors at Clyde Sports Shop. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Beltway Exit 9. 24/7 Fishing Report is 247-FISH, and you can call that any time of the day or night and find out where they're biting. The regular phone number, 410-242-6108. And don't forget, they're a full-line Browning dealer.
Heavy rainfall in the forecast later this afternoon and tonight. Still a lot of tropical air in place up and down the 95 corridor. And we're going to see some of those heavier rain showers in the forecast this afternoon. Mid-80s with north winds and a 90% chance of rain this afternoon. Potential for heavy rainfall tonight was 63 degrees. After such a wet month of May, we were ready for some dry weather. We finally do have it in the forecast by the new work week ahead, Monday through Friday. Sunshine, lower humidity. I'm Scott Laurie Moore for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your
Hey, Steve, we need you to call back. Chris hung up on you. No, I did it, buddy. I'm sorry. Steve, call back. I want to get your number. I'll call you about those guns right after the show. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our call-in number. We're about out of time, but Steve will take your call, and I apologize for hanging up on you. I got a note here from somebody who works in state government. I worked for state government for 15 years. I still don't understand it. Yeah, I get that. So thank you for that. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy town. They used to call it what, the Pentagon, the Puzzle Palace? Yeah, I think Annapolis is the Puzzle Palace. So, hey Steve, do call back about the guns. We want to talk to you. Sorry, buddy. Didn't mean to hang up on you. All right. Well, we're about at the end here. We talked about snakeheads and grass carp. We talked about a little bit about trolling. We talked about the Casey Cares third annual Rockfish Tournament. And we want to thank all the folks for inviting me, John Severo in particular, for inviting me to be the Waymaster. Robin and I had a great time. Good food and
a lot of good folks.
The Casey Cares Foundation mission is to improve ongoing, uplifting, and heartwarming programs with a special touch to enhance the lives of critically ill children and their family. Critically ill children. And they do wonderful work all across the country. So that's just a part of it. CaseyCares.org, if you want to check that out and make a contribution, we would be glad if you did so. So they got a fundraiser raffle going on right now. It's $100 to buy a ticket. The prize is $10,000. They're only going to sell 500 tickets. So I think that's a very worthwhile cause as well. Chris, you got anything else? Steve call back yet?
No, sir.
No, he needs to. He needs to. So hopefully while we're still on the air, that would be great.
Mm-hmm, because we've got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, about a minute and a half. And then you get out of here and I get out of here. And so
Until next week,
yeah. It was an accident. I mean, yeah, you didn't mean to hang up on
it. No, it happens. Technical difficulties happen on occasion.
On occasion, especially when the host presses the wrong button.
Well, when the host doesn't get a whole lot of sleep, stuff happens.
I slept okay.
So that's why you were yawning in between the first and second hour.
Lack of oxygen in the room. Yeah,
because I'm so tired since I worked overnight. It was just my imagination.
It was, yes, you're seeing things.
Yes.
You're hallucinating because of lack of sleep.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess that's what happened.
Apparently. oh, man. I'll tell you what, if we could have recorded that conversation.
I know, exactly.
And that would be on the podcast, that would be like, you said it, who's on first?
Exactly. Yeah. It would have put that to shame. Or modern day version of who's
modern first. Day version, exactly. So, there's my buddy John B. Have a blessed day yourself, John. We appreciate it. So, I keep waiting for that board to light up. Come on, Steve. Where are you, buddy? He probably had a cup of coffee, made a trip to the restroom. All right. Well, Steve, call back. Leave your number. I want to call you, and we'll take care of you, getting you a good price on those guns. So I know how to do that. And there's the music, which means we got to get out of here. And Chris is going to get out of here, too. So maybe we'll have to alert our next producer in case Steve calls back. Oh, chum.